Well, he's finding out how things put together. The composition of how the Earth's the crust has to change. The outside of when you lose the stratosphere and it inverts with the troposphere. The details of the falling away of the Milky Way. The details of the stellar well, he's looking at the mathematical applications of how noticing and finding out that we would have never in 10,000 years said that Wilson was in the center of the China video. But in that diagram, you can see it, it's just plain as life, that they're mocking the same energy fields and propulsion constructs that is what Coldplay is made from. Well, we allowed that to happen on two fronts. The first front is so that you humans would believe, goddammit, that it is real. Because otherwise you'd question. You'd say, ah, that can't be, blah, 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 blah. And so this way now you can say, oh, well, China's got it. So that is something going on. So Bob's not crazy. He is okay. He does have it, something going on, blah, blah, blah. But you have to do that. The same way you have to have Emory University to prove that there's a thing called ascension so that you might one day attain it. Same song. Same song. The Nina Pinton Santa Maria can't be until you know what it is to recognize it is.
Okay, so what's this about the Wilson? It was in an ad or something?
Yeah, it's in a video that Carolyn got. It's in your inbox, but you don't really look at your inbox anymore, do you?
So Bert saw the video?
Bert, yes, he found it.
And he saw, how did he know what a Wilson looked like?
Well, we described it very clearly, and he looks at the notes and looks at the details.
So the Wilson is in some Chinese something, technology?
The sun, the thing that's like 100 times the sun.
Oh, to make the sun.
I saw that.
Yeah. Carolyn saw it, and Bob, you got it too. Hey, how y'all doing? You're right. Well, you're fried because you got everything on the line. They're like, how am I supposed to accept this and deal with that? How am I supposed to save the world and watch some motherfuckers die? So, but yeah, they do. I mean, that's the whole point of doctoring. It's the rub. But you've gotten that part right, but it's at the scale. See the scale.
Yeah.
You come back and you look at all those words that have been said. Some say wasted, but said. And then you come back to all they had to do was this, 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 and this, or get over themselves, or. And they couldn't get it. They didn't get it. They should have got it, or who knows. But some will, some won't, so what?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we just kind of got to see.
Okay. You said at one point super sugar is processed differently in little man than God's. Little man can't process super sugar. It's, and we've got it on in so many of our products. The human can't take it right off, but they got to take it. They got to get used to it. I think, I mean, we've talked about that a lot. That's just the way it is. And,
it's beautiful because it's the only way that their body is going to be able to stand the environmental changes. See, because you go back to the end, you still got heredity. Don't forget, you still got heredity you have to deal with. We don't talk about that. You notice that?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But you still have it. We don't talk about it because we're trying to change your RNA. That affects your heredity. So we don't pump that. We don't pump the gas to that pony, but we also don't slam on the brakes because we don't want to start a big conversation. They're just now accepting the ability and capacity that they, the humans, have the ability to embrace it. Carolyn, you have no idea how many people are actually listening. I mean, same thing with your show, too. They don't call in. They don't talk. They don't say nothing. But you're reaching more people than you think, than you know.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So that's fun. That's good because it's like all these people are falling up out of the sky. And Bob's like, who the hell are you? And they start telling every step of everything, where he was at Babe Russell's house when the funeral, knows about Garrett Dean, how he felt, how it went. What Steve Jameson was doing on the honeymoon, his son Rod knows everything. Like, well, how could you know everything if you just walked in the door? They go, well, we've been listening. We've been listening. Because they can binge it out and catch up. which is amazingly, we might say prolific. We're going to see.
With COVID, they've had time then actually to sit around.
They make time. They make time because otherwise the COVID just caused them to sit around and drink. they're day drinking, Carol, and that's all they're doing. They don't. It doesn't matter at that point because it has become. Now this is not well. Okay, this is a sad part. They've become hopeless. There's the trouble. Without hope, and some of that's what you're feeling. The degradation is what you're feeling because they have no hope, and you're like, damn, how do I fix hope? I kept you alive.
Say,
yeah, you kept us alive. Yeah, you kept us alive, but now we're miserable. I hope you're happy.
The whole world?
So far, in most of Europe. The whole world and most of Europe, Bob.
Let me...
The new thing, the thing that's made the biggest difference so far, is this introduction of probability. You never had that before. There was never any problem. It was a step. This is what you do, okay? You go through this process. Here's the pro forma. Here's the prescription. This is what you do, okay, fine, and then you're done. No problem. But now each step turns into a different thing because now you have multiple outcomes. The human energy is bumping into it to the point that it's changing potential outcomes. And that's making an entire huge potential debacle because the debacle becomes when these multi things start showing up at the same time. I'll give you a little example. It just happened today. You got the Democrats fighting with the Republicans. That's not odd. But now you got the Democrats agreeing with the Republican president who's now going after the Republicans in his party to have them come back around and say, yes, we'll do it. We're going to do it. No, we're not. Yes, we are. No, we're not. We don't do this. We can't do that. This is crazy. And so Trump has stepped into the whole thing when he's supposedly not even the president. He has proof that he is. He has. You've sent the documentation. You've seen it. And if a tenth of what you sent and been recognized is the case, the whole damn thing should be thrown out and start over. And you acknowledge that. Everybody acknowledges that. But now they're coming out, well, we'll see you in 4 years. Well, where did that come from? See, those probabilities are being exacerbated even more so because they're taking and they're throwing every possibility up in the sky, and nothing's hit the ground. Nothing has hit the ground. So it's like, that can't be. Like, you can't have that many probabilities. You can't get in the car and wake up in Connecticut. At your house. But that now is a possibility that was not a possibility before. That's huge. And now that's going to play out. And it's probably going to, the tech party has a lot to do with this conundrum. Okay? They're setting that up. That's coming. And they're going to take advantage of it to the chagrin of many. That's why we say it's very, we're part of the tech body, Carolyn, don't forget that. But the point is that as long as the humans are ascending, that's fine because it's going to do, but it's going to force them. It's almost like ascension.
Ion, you said they're setting it up. There is the tech body. The tech body is setting it up. And then you said they are going to take advantage of it or something. That's the tech body, which is us.
Yes, but look, you got to make sure that you can discern the difference. See, that's Jenny Bell's working. Jenny Bell's working that out herself. She wants to ride it to the end and make it be her bitch. Okay, we like that. That's great. But you got to be real careful because sometimes that bitch will get you back. So this tech body that can make that can make a machine that has better dance moves than you, Bob. That's serious. Unless you taught the robot how to dance, then it's okay. See the rub?
Who's gonna get the pizza?
I think you might be muted.
I am. I'll just say that. Who's gonna teach them?
The tech body.
No,
the tech body.
You say you can do it.
They're already dancing now, Bob. And they got moves like Jagger. And now they might have better moves than you have moves. Well, that's a problem if you're the tech body. How can the tech body dance better than you if you're the tech body? See the rub?
See the rub, Bob? Bob?
Yeah. But you said you can program the tech body. Are people fighting over the last position of programming the tech body?
Yes. They're fighting it tooth and nail. They're trying to prove that it's not. And that's huge because it's not a problem until it's a problem. And now you've got the big conversation when it should be, how are we going to deal with dealing with the dead people and the coronavirus? Where now, remember we said how that the people coming into the House of Representatives and the Senate, some of them would be dead before they got there? That's already started. That's already begun. They were never even sworn in. So now that great win ain't a win anymore because that's a Democrat governor in that state, and he most certainly will put in a Democrat rather than a Republican in that seat. But it don't matter. There's going to be more of that. They're not going to worry about that.
So the Democrats got an advantage?
Not necessarily, because there may not be anything left, Bob. The next thing, Iran is going to do their thing.
Important issue. Who are we? We're going to be one of the people who can program, because we got Ion's help. Who are we competing with to be the final programmer?
The tech body itself, Bob.
Right.
Well, you unmute yourself.
Microsoft, Apple, who are my competitors?
There are no competitors. That's all left. They don't control that anymore either. That's why they get up there in front of Congress.
Are we potentially...
I'm muting myself.
Good.
Well, it depends on how much
fundraising
they have left.
You do not.
I am. Are we the only human remaining residue against the tech body?
Not necessarily, but if they're not even aware they're human, how can they step up and make the direct call or have any aggregate that has anything to do with the outcome? See, they're like sheep, they're lost.
You talking about humans?
Yes. What you ask.
They don't know what the stakes are.
Correct.
We do. So
well,
we're
do
fighting
now.
Against the
you,
tech body,
you do now.
And we're the Masada 300 against the 37.
And you are the tech body. See, that's the rub. You are the tech body. And so,
well,
therefore, we can't kill the enemy because that kills you.
Okay, so what part of that is a problem? What part of us being
the part,
the tech
the
body?
Part that undoes the part when the tech body gets ahead of the people who are potentially ascending. That's the problem.
So the tech body interrupts people's ascension. We're supposedly helping people's ascension, facilitating it. That's our fight, and we're losing.
Today. It's not doing real good. And that's why you have a little bit of, Carolyn has this tiny bit of malaise. Not systemic, but that's where that comes from.
Well, the whole planet has this malaise. Is this the effect
True.
Of the mark
it most
of the
certainly
beast?
Does. It most
this,
certainly
this
does.
Is what the Bible
even,
predicted?
Yes.
Look, let me
yes,
say
but,
something. The Bible predicted the tribulations. So we have a global malaise. Never happened before. A global malaise is what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But that doesn't matter. Global malaise, who cares? When Carolyn has malaise, that moves worlds.
Why is that? Why does she move worlds?
Because she has been faithful in small things, so she can be trusted in large things.
Now, some people would say she built up some good karma. We don't use that concept.
Fuck karma, my ass. Karma would put her in a grave. Karma would put her in a grave somewhere. the dots and the conditions, sometimes those little subtle shifts change things. You see, but the big picture stays the same.
Mm-hmm. And I work my airs and keys and do my thing and don't talk about it and achieve my sustenance from that. But that's you know, my personal way of dealing with the day. What are the dots and conditions, Ion?
Say it again.
You said accept the dots and something else. What are they?
And the mystery landscape. Dots affect the mystery landscape. Because, see, Bob's fault, he created all this. And the 5G, the God parts, are what you're trying to unwrap. It's what you're trying to unwrap. And as God, the 5G becomes the thing that drives it. Well, if you don't become a God, a 5G God, a five-bodied God, then that 5G, those bodies are going to outdo you. So you have to know the dots of how those placements are in the inner, outer, and the middle kingdom, that you can then apply those by rote, pentatonic, five-part scale to know where you are in perspective of the change and the shift within the Mi'kmaq body as it is. So that goes on and on and on from there. But you've got to be able to tell the difference, to know the difference. Otherwise, it'll outdo you.
Right. Now, when you say, I thought you were saying D-O-T, so you're saying D-O-C-K, the doc of how to apply them? I don't get that word. You have to know the doc of how to apply them to the three kingdoms to know where you are in perspective.
That's basically the short version is exactly right, yes.
The doc. Okay. And the fact is right now that they're saying the 5G is just, you know, dismantled.
Carolyn,
we're not going to have.
I thought he was talking about the dot, the D-O-T, the big revelation a month ago. You're not saying D-O-T dot, Carolyn.
Yes, we are. We're saying dot.
Okay,
Carolyn thinks you're saying D-O-C-K, doc.
Same thing. You doc the dot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, Carolyn, you need to find out these points.
They certainly both apply. But the dot, she wasn't so involved in that dot conversation, you see. Is it working now?
Right.
Let's try some words. Oh, good. There's some words. Better? Good. Okay. We had to ship it out. Y'all burn these things up pretty quickly.
Okay. So I'm saying, why even question? I'm doing my own thing. And then you said except for the dots and conditions. So how do we work with the dots?
Oh, okay. Okay, the docking station is what you use to engage information at whatever level. It's kind of like a download or an update on your iPhone. Now the phone does it itself. You don't have to do it. Mm-hmm. It'll do it itself. But you've got to know what the difference is or what's happened. Otherwise, you'll have ridiculous people from PayPal trying to query you to say, give me all your information and give me your business because we deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
See the rub? See the rub? And nothing you can do about it. See, that's not good. So,
yeah.
So there you go. And so now it's like, okay. So now what we got to do is we got to come back full circle or cycle and say, now we're going to do this or now we're going to work this out or this is the way it is today. For example, we went from $600 to $2,000 and then that was yesterday. Everybody's on board. Everything's good. Now, we went from $600, which has already gone out. It should be in your bank account in a day or so, already. And then you find out there ain't going to be no $2,000 because we're Republicans. We don't give away money unless we kill $230. Well, the tech party's not going to let you sue it for $230. They're not going to let you get involved with that. So all that is a deal breaker. It's a deal killer. to make this more divisive so that those three branches of government can consume themselves. Now, you have to be aware of that because we had it all settled, remember? The Supreme Court's going to solve this, remember? Now the Supreme Court says, fuck y'all, I'm going to the beach. We ain't getting in there. They said, somebody get their ass beat. They finna get an ass whooping. They finna get an ass whooping, and it's not going to be too long. And all they're looking for, Carolyn, is a common cause. A common cause, Bob would say causality, but he really don't know what he's talking about. But common causality that someone can get behind to adjudicate. So the Marshall Plan includes martial law, does it not? The problem with fighting for their rights is there's too many less.
Mm-hmm.
See, even Trump is turning in. Even Trump is turning left when he's as right was ever right.
Mm-hmm.
See, and this is Trump. The only thing you count on Trump for was draining the swamp. And now he's ass deep in it, trying to put them in position. Makes no sense. It's so irrational, it's not even logical. And normal people look at this with any kind of perspective and says, what the fuck is this? What do we do? Throw our money away because the government's going to give away for free? Keep all our money because there's not going to be any more? Kill everybody that's dragging on the system? We'll have socialism and get rid of a third of the population? Wait a minute. That's what Adolf Hitler was trying to do, isn't it? Socialism for everybody, as long as you're German and blonde haired and blue eyed and behave yourself, then you get anything you want. But otherwise, it's not going to work out so good for you. So now you're talking about the original, we can't even say it. We're not even going to engage it because Bob's just going to pick it up. He's going to prove his point. He's going to laud it, and it'll be on his Facebook page, and it'll be ridiculous. No, this is why Bibi Netanyahu is having a bad day. This is why that Christine Lagarde is considering suicide, because the jig is damn up. This is why the nuclear fire pants in Switzerland is about to blow, straight out blow. They're going to be forced to, those rods are going to be forced over capacity. Real fast. So, you know.
No, I don't know. I don't know. But what I know is, yeah, the environment is changing, so anything can happen. Right?
Yeah. Trump's going to say, I'll blow your shit up. Oh, wait, they took the government away from me. I don't have the government anymore. Well, I told y'all, I'm going to Mar-a-Lago. I'll see y'all later. So long, and thanks for all the fish. We're good.
Woo-hoo.
Well, what this amounts to is a high-stakes gamble. See, the Senate clash that leaves the COVID and the Pentagon funding up in limbo. They've got to have this Pentagon or the aliens are coming out. If they don't get this, if this don't get vetoed, don't get undone, the doors to the Pentagon are going to open. You're fixing to see things you've never seen in this realm or world. But if that gets done, then you're going to put it at bay for 1 second. But if it don't, now Trump's done said, hell no, let them goddamn aliens out. Bob is dancing around there, fucking up his house. He won't leave. He won't do nothing. He's a worthless sot. Don't do nothing. We need to let him get busy.
So
he can work
the
on
veto,
his way. He can talk to the
I'm losing it. I'm losing the train. What don't get vetoed? The defense bill? The
Trump,
230?
The Pentagon. No. There's two things. No. The $2,000 and the $230, that's one thing that now Mitch McConnell says, fuck y'all, we're not doing that. The other thing is that Trump has already vetoed the defense spending bill, and that keeps the Pentagon funded so they can pay to keep the aliens quiet and fed in the Pentagon. Well, if that's been vetoed, and if they don't unveto that, which they don't know if they can. They don't know if they can, because Bernie Sanders is saying, "Fuck y'all! I'm fixing to filibuster this thing because they're fixing to get rid of the." Now, see here, check this out. The Democrats are going to use the filibuster to stop something from getting voted on, so when they get access or get charged, they can get rid of the filibuster.
Here's the craziest thing. He's going to use the filibuster to get rid of a filibuster. So they can't do this no more. And then it's going to put the aliens out, and then Bob will have to talk to them. And he's got his speech ready, Carolyn. He's been practicing, spinning his legs.
Oh, it's like Wall Street. They short and long at the same time. That's what you're describing.
Yeah.
Democrats are pro-filibuster to get anti-filibuster.
Right.
It's
so they can get rid of the filibuster. Well, how in the world would you use the thing you're trying to get rid of it? It's insanity.
Well, you have to. Oh, so you're going to
get there. Okay. Guns and butter, then. That's what we're talking about, Bob. Guns and butter.
Okay. So the environment is quadrophenic, and humans are forced to act quadrophenic. You're describing quadrophenic actions, going in one direction while going in the other, and part of you going above and another part going below, getting all four directions covered.
And it's painting the picture in a Jackson Pollock view of manipian phatic.
Right. And so the line by Joyce was, acting as if every move were your next. Every possible move were your next, which is sensible when all the possibilities are all open, all the potential directions. What do you call it? Multiple possibilities, multiple potentials?
Maybe. But see, we agree with you. Okay.
Yeah, you're
probability. We agree with you, but that doesn't matter because it won't last. But Carolyn said it's not going to last long enough to matter. What does matter is that the tech body is stepping every play. Every time a step is made, the tech body is making another play. And it's now causing media ecology to respond. It's now poking with a stick all five bodies.
Okay. What do you mean by media ecology? Use the word all the time. Got a simple definition for that sentence?
Yeah. The condition or the environment that allows information to be proscribed, media ecology.
Well, that's the word makes the market. That's the information society, information highway. The word system, media ecology means the system, but it's a media system.
It has to be heard to have an effect, and it has to be heard to affect the affect. The affect will then cause a protracted outcome, which would also fit into your zeitgeist of media ecology.
Right. So when you say the word has to be heard, that's McLuhan's rule. The word makes the market.
Correct.
And it has to come from some.
And now,
let me say this. And the word has to come from some legacy institution, the Supreme Court, the legislature, the White House, Wall Street, right? That's where the certification comes. Now you're saying, you started to say, now it's different? The word doesn't make the market?
Now you have the tech body answering every step that gets solved, sorted, and worked out.
By the media ecology.
Correct. Or lack of, or in abundance of. Do they turn the heat up too high and it burns you supper? Or they turn it too low and your chicken is frozen? There's no happy way to get there. They're constantly bantering, and that's why Carolyn is just like throwing her hands up. I was like, well, God damn, I'll just stand back and wait till everybody's dead and then walk in and save the day, for Pete's sake. How am I going to put my name on all them goddamn billboards if everybody's going to be dead and can't see my pretty mug on them damn billboards? This is silly. What are we doing here? Now, this upside down, now this isn't quite as bad as when you took everybody into the upside down with the Thompson Quadrant. It's not quite that bad, but it's close because you have too many variables.
Okay.
You realize the case right now, the tech body at all means is trying to save the great state of California. They're going to get rid of Mr. Gavin Newsom. They're going to get rid of Nancy Pelosi. Poor Dianne Feinstein. Carolyn, you better send her some more kids because she's probably not going to make it. Oh, no, not. Oh, no. She can't be in that much trouble. Yeah.
there's a lot of problems that are coming. And now everybody's left. All the baddies have left, and they're infecting their poison everywhere else. So now what happens? They're trying to save California. Well, they're not going to save California. We're not going to permit that. We're not going to allow that. But by God, they're working hard for it now. They're trying to save it.
How do they try to save it? What do they do?
Change the condition of the planet that allows it to be uncompromisable.
Don't understand that.
They'll take the borders away and say, California's gone, and they'll make it all Utah. The whole thing will become Utah and Idaho. Just divide it. There's no more California. It's all gone. It's destroyed. It's eviscerated. We're going to make it Utah and Idaho. And that would make our word solemn. We're straight up. We're good, right? No problem.
And so by making California Utah, then all the problems are in Utah's hands?
No, there won't be any problems. Everybody will be dead. So you can start over, then you can enjoy the great state of California like you want to. It'll be easy. No problem.
Why would everybody be dead?
There's this other thing called the new COVID thing that they're talking about. You know how they talk about it.
Yeah, but you jumped. You were talking about the Californians are going to make Utah get rid of the borders, and Utah takes over the California area.
No, we said that's a possibility. That's a possibility. It's not going to happen. That's a possibility.
It's a possibility, but it's not going to happen. So why are we talking about it?
Because it is a possibility. And so that whole thing could be a driver that you have to deal with or address. And that's your job. So address it.
I have to address all this complexity.
So far.
And why did I get that gig? How did I get that gig?
Because it's locked down by rule, and you're in charge, and you run this, and you caused this, and you built this city, and you run this in the dirt, and this is your son of a bitch, so you run it anyway you goddamn want to. Yeah, you know how it goes. Locked down by rule. Come on, Bob. Pick it up. Tell us what you're going to do, Bob.
I'm not. Okay. The machine that went to China, I don't know if it was part of this machine that lit up the sun or made a sun in a lab factory, but I have this statement. The Chinese quantum computed the portals and categorized them. Was that said by somebody on Tuesday? Ion, where did I get that question from? I think Dave Neufeld said, the Chinese quantum computed the portals and categorized them.
Yeah, 11:34. We answered that on the chat.
Okay. And what is the Chinese quantum? What are you referring to?
Oh, that's where it places those marks. Bert went through all that. Bert went through and explained it all, where they were plotting, like in the Stargate, when the Stargate can go through any portal, so you can dial which portal you want to access. And so it basically connects wormholes. And so those dots have now, you now have triangulation down, some people do, so you can pinpoint those dots.
That's not triangulation that's applied to the Forex exchange, though.
No, that's triangulation that can connect this world to another world and dial a portal expenses. The most 1,134 points have been plotted. By the mountain.
I was just going to say, this is technology that the mountain can make.
Did make.
Did.
But they're going to blame it on China, because China's going to be the fall of man.
Right, but China, they did this, the mountain did this to box in the People's Republic, the CCP, box them in somehow.
You're going to see that. They're going to fall hard when they fall, but they're going to, but now, look, let me just give you the short version, and we don't want to go into all this, and just know this. The whole wide world is fixing to turn against the People's Republic of China. They almost already have. Everybody realizes that China comes in and says, we need help with that. Well, we need 5G. We need information. We need internet access.
And China says, we'll do it, we'll do it, we'll do it, we'll do it. And they said, well, it's going to cost this much.
No. You said China said, you did it wrong. The first statement is said by who? Who says we need 5G?
Argentina.
Okay. It sounded like you said China said it. So Argentina says we need 5G.
A country said, we just said the whole wide world is fixing to turn against China, and they already have. And then you were like, well, you were like, what does that mean? Well, like a country, pick a country that's not China and say, hey, we need 5G. And China says, we'll do it, we'll do it, we'll do it, we'll do it, we'll put it in. And go, so it's going to cost this much money. And Argentina says, well, we ain't got no money. And China says, don't worry about it. We're going to do it for you. We'll put it in. And you just pay it back when everybody gets their internet. Internet. They're going to sell it on the internet. So once everybody gets their internet, then you can pay us back. But then, of course, they can't pay them back. So what China says, okay, we own this telecom. We own this infrastructure. That's ours because you didn't pay for it. We give it to you. You didn't pay us, so now we're going to take our money. But the whole wide world is realizing that they were stealing that country's resources, their information, their contacts, their how they do business, so that they can make remag in China just like Carolyn makes remag in the United States of America. Ha, 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 ha. See? And so every step of the way they're trying to build this monologue machine. Monologue machine.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
the
whole wide world.
Road.
Uh-huh.
The Silk and Belt Road was a ripoff.
LaRouche
was wrong.
Well, no, it was the excuse. No, he wasn't wrong. That was the excuse. He didn't say it was right. He just said that was the excuse.
Well, the excuse to spread China's influence? Is that what you mean? What's it mean to make them
have
the Silk Road?
If they have all this influence, why do they need everybody else's money? If they have all this influence, why wouldn't they already own everything? Why do they got to take over the world if they already took over the world? That's what McLuhan was saying. He's like, they don't, so they're going to try to.
So what did the Silk Road do for China?
Put their tentacles in every business in the world, per se.
Okay, so that's an excuse. An excuse to be meddling in or showing up in other people's countries. We're going to build this for you, is what China says.
Right.
And that's
right.
An excuse to do this other financial stuff that becomes a trap for the country.
Correct. So now, if you need any more McLuhan references, you need to check with your local gay twink
beer salesman
from Canada, and he'll tell you everything Marshall McLuhan had to know about that because he's got the inside track, Bob. He knows all these things.
Right.
But McLuhan, we can probably help you. We'll help you with all the ancillary stuff. Of course.
So the world is having G20 meetings, and they get together and talk about how China ripped them off, and they're trying to figure out how to nail China.
Nope, they're trying to learn how to live their lives without China, whatever that means. But now they've teased everybody. Everybody's got their Peapod now. Everybody's got their Black Mirror now. Everybody's got their internet conductivity now. Their machines control their houses. It controls everything. So now they got to give all that up. Well, they're not going to give all that up, Bob. They're not going to do it. They're not going to go cut their grass when they can push a button and
who's going to give it all up? China or Argentina?
The United, everybody in the world, because China sort of owns it. So
they're turning their back on China.
So if the whole wide world goes up against China, China becomes eviscerated.
Right. So they're going to go, practically, they're going to go against the 5G that China's putting in everywhere?
No. They're going to go against the country of China that is supposedly has all the cards against them. That's the war that Carolyn was prescribing. She doesn't want it between Iran or Iraq. She wants it to be over between Russia and every other country in the world and China. But China, see, China owns all the bonds, and China's got all the insight, and China this, and China that, and China, 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 Russia, Russia, Russia. They're all about to go and just cut it off. And then they're not going to go
no.
cut them
who's
off.
Who's going to cut what off?
The world is going to try to box the People's Republic of China into a hole.
Well, that now you said China causes the fall. Like you said
that's right. This would be the fall. This would be that fall. And then the mountain has to come in and fix it.
Oh, so China will cause its own fall.
Mm-hmm.
The world's turned
yes.
against it. So it doesn't mean the fall of man or Armageddon. It means that China falls, the CCP
they have
falls.
To. They have to because the USA is the dragon.
Right. So is Jinping about to commit suicide? Because he can.
Xi Jinping. No, he's going down with a ship. He's going down with a ship.
Do they know they're going down?
Well, he's concerned because now the whole wide world is there. Everybody's talking about the stuff that nobody would have been talking about before. Nobody was talking about it when they were getting the internet for free. Nobody was talking about it when the business opportunities, when you go right back and Jack Ma would then help you with an idea, and then next thing you know, you had to buy it from Jack Ma. Never talked about that. See, they don't talk. They want you talking about that shit, though. They don't want you talking about antibiotics because you can't get nowhere else in the world. In China's the only place in the world you can make them. You used to make them in Puerto Rico. The Sand Negroes used to make the medicine down in Puerto Rico. They don't do it no more. Now you got to get them from China. But now, no, but we're not doing no business with China. No, no, China. So now China ain't making it. So now they're like, oh, shit. And it's like, uh-oh. Now we're stuck.
Why
like
isn't China? What? Was that last line?
Stuck like Chuck.
Something like Chuck.
Chuck.
Stuck like Chuck.
Stuck like Chuck. They don't know what they're going to do because there's nobody buying their stuff.
Okay, so I was just going to say, why can't China make the antibiotics? Because no one's buying
it
anymore.
They can, but nobody's buying it. And Karen's great. She's thrilled because they don't need the antibiotics. No way, you see.
So how did China take over the world antibiotic market?
They would make it cheaper. They would make it freer. They would make it more accessible. They'd make any amount you want. They'd take care of it. They'd front the $1 billion, whatever, to get it started and then sell you to death. And then next thing you know, medicine's through the roof.
Medicine's through the roof in terms of costs?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then nobody cares, and the people don't care because they expect the government to pay for the damn drugs anyway. So what about that, though?
So China saw this happening, and they knew they could take over, or thought they could take over.
They plotted it, yes. They plotted
it. Did it begin with the Nixon meeting? The Nixon meeting in 71 and 72.
A little bit. It's where the groundwork was laid. There was a lot of nefarious characters because, see, you had some hungry, nasty Americanos, Bob. There was a lot of socialists in the country all along. And they got over their socialism as long as they could get their money. And so now they've been feeding the beast all the way through. Why would
you
make
just said,
this?
Wait a minute, you said there are a lot of socialists in the country. You didn't mean the United States. You meant there were a lot of American socialists in China or just Chinese socialists in China?
No, there was a lot of socialists in the United States of America.
Yeah. And what did they do?
They've been opening cracks. Oh,
for China?
Swalwell. Yes, Bob.
No. I'm talking about Nixon.
When that happened with Nixon, that was China. That's what happened. He didn't play right, so they got rid of him. That's what the whole damn Watergate was about, is he double-crossed China. They said, fuck you, motherfucker. We'll drag you down. And he says, and then that's when he gave the smile. He's like, they think I'm a son of a bitch. I'll show them what a son of a bitch is. And that's what happened. He's in the front seat of the car, and he looks like it's quite famous. You probably seen it a million times.
Would you say it's a front page picture? What did you just say?
Yeah, you've seen it a million times when he's in the front seat of the car, turning around back and says, if you want to call me a son of a bitch, you've never seen a son of a bitch before. And that's when
who's in the car? Who was he saying it to?
The people in the back seat.
No, that's Kennedy. We're talking about Nixon. Okay, we won't comment on that. Faux pas by Dr. Dean.
Poo-poo,
they shot him in the car. Look,
Nixon was saying it to fellow American cabinet members? Who was he saying it to?
Look at the tape. You can look at the tape. You see the tape.
Yeah, but no, was he saying it to any Chinese?
No.
Okay.
It was America. It was America that they want death to, Bobby.
He knew they were out to, he thought they were out to get him, frame him or something, and he said they won't be able to. And then he got framed.
No, he double-crossed them, and they said, is that what you want to do? Okay, do it, but it's going to go bad for you, and it did.
He didn't believe that they could do it.
Correct. Very good.
Because he didn't understand the Eric Swalwell Network went back to 1933, and China
was
in.
That's exactly correct. That's exactly right. And that's what Hoover knew and got away with more times than not.
Hoover, not the FBI, but President Hoover.
No. Yeah, you're right.
No? You said no. J. Edgar Hoover knew?
No. Well, J. Edgar Hoover knew, too, but that's how he kept his self private. But no, President Hoover.
He knew, and so what did that mean if he knew? What did he do with it?
They were all complicit with the whole thing, Bob.
Oh, Hoover let the... Hoover is... 1928 to 1933, so the deal was made with Roosevelt in 1933.
Correct.
Not Hoover, but Hoover knew about what Roosevelt did with the Fort Knox Gold with China.
Of course.
Okay, so then how could he use it against Roosevelt and whoever else?
Well, no, they weren't trying to use it. See, you had a WPA project that had to get funded. Where did that come from? No, China didn't have shit back then. They were just trying to make their way. But they followed on their thousand-year plan, and it finally just caught up. Step by step.
So when they talk about the history of the Depression, we know about the Make Work projects, but nobody says, well, where did they get the money to pay for that since America had no money?
Correct.
They don't bring up that question.
Yes, they do. They went into debt. They built the Hoover Dam, and they built all the bullshit.
But,
and then Lady Bird Johnson put flowers to keep America beautiful. They've been wasting it all the way through.
Went in debt, and the key point is, they went in debt to the Treasury or something. No, they went in debt to China.
They went in debt to the bonds. They sold bonds. They didn't care who bought the bonds. As long as you had money, you could buy the bonds. They didn't count on China buying all the bonds.
And that's how China got control of Fort Knox?
Basically, yeah. And have collapsed.
How come? Is this during the Hoover or Roosevelt administration when this...
It was ongoing. It was ongoing, Bob. Ongoing.
Well, from 1929 on, once there was a crash, they had to sell bonds. So it goes on for a few years, and nobody noticed in the accounting office that China was doing the majority of purchases.
They did, but they didn't say nothing because they were selling bonds, for God's sake. Why would they say something? They were selling shit. They were like, hey, Karen don't care. If China buys Karen's Remax, she don't care. She's not going to say, hell no, you chink motherfuckers. You're not buying our Remax. She'll sell it to them even on the PayPal. She ain't going to say not one thing, is she?
Okay. And then they thought China was a backer country. It didn't matter if they bought stuff. They weren't going to be able to do anything with it, okay?
Right, but they forgot about Indochina. That's the problem. China forgot about Indochina.
What's that? Is that Maybank? Is that...
North China.
Indochina is North China. Indochina. Isn't that Vietnam and Laos?
All that, yeah. Everything that's not China.
Okay, so... What did they do? They had a lot of money, or
they had all the wherewithal. They had all the capacity. Where did China learn how to do computing? Where did China get the natural resources? Where did China mine enough silver to make these modulated computer parts, Bob?
So China got the Indochina nations to front for China.
They were consumed by it or absorbed by it or engaged by it, we're sure.
Indochina nations were absorbed into buying American bonds.
By China, yes, Indochina.
By China?
By China. Yeah. China! God, stop. Don't care. Doesn't matter.
I asked
Indochina is a part of China. Indochina is a part of China. China didn't have nothing. All the assets, all the money, all the resources was in Indochina. China used the resources like they do all over the world for the Indochina to build up their resources, their reserves, to validate this dynasty that Indochina just do not have anything to do with, which then set up the whole vernacular, which allowed the mountain to take an even greater footing, the quiet thousand-year plan that would allow them to rape Indochina for such a day as this. And that's all we're saying. It's no big deal. Don't care. Don't get too carried away with it.
No, wait. When you say Indochina, which is Vietnam, Laos, and these nations.
More than that.
Yeah, what are they? They're nations. They were actually under the control of China since the 19th century or earlier or something?
About it, yeah. Just about it.
Right. So when Vietnam and Laos or whoever, Burma, bought American bonds, it was being done on behalf of China, which is what I was trying to say.
Correct.
5-10 minutes ago.
No. They didn't buy the bonds. China bought the bonds. They just got the money from the resources from those other countries, from Indochina. That's all we were saying.
Oh, they ripped off Indochina to get the money to buy the bonds.
Which is exactly what caused the issue in the first place of why you would fund or validate the mountain to take over in the first place. Because otherwise, why would the mountain care? They're doing their thing. They're living. They're doing their thing. They don't care. They're trying to do what you want to. South Africa, do whatever you want to. You don't have anything to do with us. Do what you do. But then it got personal in about a second. So then it was on.
Well, the mountain got a footing. That's the 30s and 40s or 50s, 60s. Mao Zedong is happening in China.
Mm-hmm.
Did he not know what the mountain was doing?
He knew exactly. Mao knew exactly. He funded most of it.
The mountain pretended they were an ally of communist China?
Before.
Before 49?
Yeah.
When China... In the 30s and 40s, when Mao was doing the Long March, the mountain aligned with Mao Zedong.
That's correct.
Then Mao takes over and becomes a communist that pissed off the mountain.
That's right, because, they didn't care about that. There was divided loyalty. That's what they couldn't stand.
Who had the divided loyalties and who couldn't stand that?
Regular China and Mao Zedong.
Mao Zedong had divided loyalties to what? What was he divided? What was his loyalties to?
Oh, to the Zeitgeist.
To the Communist International Movement?
Was there one then? Maybe.
Yeah. What is he loyal? He's loyal to two things. What are they? Not the Zeitgeist. That means nothing. What is he loyal to? And the mountain perceives as divided.
Oh, the Jing Dynasty.
Okay, they helped him take over, and he was loyal to them, 50%. And what was the other 50%? Was he loyal to? Himself.
We didn't say.
Why? Is it a secret that can't be revealed yet?
We don't want to get you too carried away. We had inside-outside sources that are involved, and we don't want to get you too deep into it because it'll end badly.
But he was divided to someone else. He was loyal to someone else, not to the people of China.
Correct. We'll give you that.
Yeah. Okay, so... That's the background to China. So was the Vietnam War about this move by the mountain the consequences of buying the bonds and getting power over the United States at Fort Knox. Did the Vietnam War react to that? That was a reaction by MacArthur against China?
That was the outcome. That was the outcome. See, that's why General Patton was so furious.
You said serious or furious?
Furious.
About what? What was he mad at?
That he lost.
He lost Asia?
He was drugged into some bullshit that he couldn't win.
Right.
He won what he could, but it wasn't enough.
That was after.
He won, but he lost. Right. That was after. That's right.
No. That was after the French gave up in the 50s. And I didn't know if Patton was a general. He's a World War II guy. He was involved with Vietnam?
Of course. He was on the committee, the steering committee that caused the mess.
Is that start in the late 50s or with LBJ after Kennedy's assassinated?
Well, you had a Korea conflict, which then spun into Vietnam after that.
Patton died in 1945. He was not involved with this stuff you're talking about.
Most certainly was. He was on that set. What he did in World War II caused the Korea conflict and caused the damn Vietnam War.
Had he not lost,
they would have never, never gotten, he would have never had those two other wars.
So something happened in Asia, and MacArthur, he got pissed off. Was he on Patton's side? Was he pissed off for the same reasons Patton was?
No, he just saw what was happening, because see, meanwhile, back at the ranch, they're trying to somehow figure out how to house goddamn aliens in the Pentagon, Bob.
Well,
There's a lot of shit going on at the same time.
Right, because that's Project Paperclip, the year Patton dies, 1945-46. Mm-hmm. And that involved the Nazis' personal property, the aliens, so to speak, which were part of the deal.
Don't do it that way. Don't say it that way. That's not terrible wrong, but don't say it that way. What you need to do is you need to say it a different way. You need to say that the technologies that were contrived were in play. You got that?
The technologies that were coming?
Contrived, yes, that they had, that came from the aliens. Don't say the aliens. They didn't own the aliens. They didn't care about the aliens. They wanted the technology that the Germans had already tapped into.
Right. The aliens had the technology, so they made a deal and got into the Pentagon. Now, Patton, is he aware of the alien factor?
Yeah, and that's why he's pissed off, because he can't beat non-terrestrials, Bob. It's kind of fucked up.
So Patton, at the end of the war in August 45, he wants America to have a victory in Asia, and then deals start being made. And he got pissed off. Is that why he died? He got so disappointed? He committed suicide?
He was dead. Yeah, he died. He had to go.
Oh, was he murdered?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's why we're trying to. That's why we're fighting hard, trying to keep you with us a few more days, Bob.
Yeah, I'm the new Patton. I'm the new general. Bob's mighty general.
You might be the new Mary Todd. You might be the new Mary Todd.
Oh, yeah. I make flags. A good knitter, right?
No, that's Susan. No, that's Susan Anthony. No.
What did Todd do?
Mary Todd was married to President Abraham Lincoln.
I know. And what did he do? What did she do that I'm like?
Well, she wasn't a Betsy Ross. Betsy Ross got it all sewed up. That's the one you're trying to say is the flag maker.
Yeah.
But what you're trying to say is that she was the one who dipped into the mercurial to know the future. She dipped into the mercurial to know the future. She was psychic. You might be too. We're gonna say,
right.
If you don't fuck this up, it's gonna be great, Bob.
What is the mercurial?
Look it up. You know everything. You're the grammarian. Look it up.
You know what it means. Find it out.
Is it?
You know everything. Look it up.
Is it spelled M-E-R-C-U-R-I-O?
L.
What?
L.
L. I-A-L?
Uh-huh.
Mercurial. Subject to unpredictable changes, the element mercury. So she looked into the mercury?
No. It is subject to sudden or unpredictable changes of mood or mind.
Ah, mercurial temperament. She looked into her own quadrophenia, her own mercurial temperament.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, so quadrophenia is a preamble before psychic perception and second sight.
Yeah, uh-huh. Having qualities of eloquence, ingenuity, and thievishness attributed to the god Mercury or to the influence of the planet Mercury.
Got it. Okay. So
Mercurial Mercurial temper.
Right. Patton, he saw, when he felt that America lost, he knew they lost to the aliens. That's what he's pissed off about.
Sort of.
Yeah, because they were fighting the Nazis, and they found out, well, actually, the Nazis got their stuff from the aliens, and we're fighting the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And so Project Paperclip is the winning aliens taking over America and controlling through technology release.
So far.
Right? I see. Mm-hmm. And Opinel knew this all along?
Yeah. Yeah, and you sat there. You sit there and you say, I don't know nothing. I didn't do nothing. I didn't call Kellyanne Conway. I don't know nothing about that. Sit there and plot this goddamn bullshit when you brought us on from the 17 with goddamn Mussolini and sitting there trying to tell us how to milk got in the coconut. You're not going to blow smoke up our skirt tail, big, and let's show you that right here, right now. Yeah, the buck stops over there.
So
put that in your pipe and get you some Molly and Tina with your little beer salesman from Canada and see how it works out. That'd be good for
right,
you.
Right now, we can play all this alien stuff.
Yeah, you might as well. It won't be
he's
long.
Going
you'll
to
probably
bed?
Be talking to him.
He'll
be talking.
Yeah, he's going to bed. Did you say he's going to bed?
Clinton is going to bed. He's having pains going to bed.
Okay,
it hurts.
The second,
you have that effect on people, Bob, that you make them hurt when they put them to bed.
And what we just, why was that being talked about? Why'd you bring up that, Clinton? I'm going to do something? Oh, is that part? We were talking about the aliens, and how did it get into Clinton? Something about, well, what was it about? You got a clue? We were talking about the aliens. They took over. Bob, oh, Opinel. Opinel knew this. And what did Opinel do about it? He didn't do anything. He sat there. That's what you were describing. He sat there and did what? Did you finish that?
Oh, yeah, he went to Dalhousie.
Okay. China lit up a sun in a factory. Does that relate to the Chinese quantum computer, the portals, and categorized them? That was connected to that technology.
No, that's the mountain. The sun is an example so that people will believe Coldplay when you release it. You got to tease them, Bob. You can't see it. You got to tease them. You can be some China stolen technology, and everyone's going to cheer you on because you robbed the robber baron. You robbed the robber baron. That's going to be beautiful.
Whoa, a cover story. And we can play that too.
Be sure. Put that on the damn facial book for sure. You can do that tonight. You can do that tonight, Bob. Put
I can announce
right
they
now.
Stole the
yeah.
Cold.
Don't tell Carolyn, but go ahead. Good thing she's taking a nap. That's what she's been saying before.
Yeah. So, China, when did they make this technology that was...
2 days ago.
Okay. And they're doing it as part... Is the mountain leading that
effort?
No. We're giving you a little dot. This is a dot. This is a doc, D-O-C-K, of a dot, D-O-T. This is showing you that it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's not probable. And I don't want to make something that's 15. If you'd have looked at your goddamn email, you'd have seen it in your fucking email. But you won't even look at your email, so you can't know nothing. So don't know how that goes.
Okay. Since we're talking about the aliens and the Nazis, what language did the Nazis talk to the aliens in?
Finniganese.
In the 30s. Finniganese. How did they learn it? How did they know that was the language to communicate with them?
You ever heard German spoken properly?
Yes.
Just like that. Sehr schön.
That sounds like Finniganese when it's spoken properly.
Germans riddled through the wait, Bob, along with the Playfair cipher.
I know that.
You know that. Why are you asking me? See, you double crossing,
making new inroads.
Is that what you call it? Okay.
Yeah. Now, did Joyce have a design where languages represented different characters?
No, he didn't see it. He saw characters as nothing. He saw constructs as capacity. And he just filled it in. He was like taking tobacco, and you know when you fill up a pipe, you just pour the tobacco in, and ever what would fit would fit. He backfilled the pipe. Like J.R. Bob.
When
you smoke a pipe, don't you, J.R. Bob Dobbs?
You know
that.
Yeah. What is a construct? An example of a construct that he worked with.
Oh, okay. A construct would be the noting that the world was magnesium deficient, and the construct would be the ability to take the thing that you're deficient in and reduce it in such a way that it would have the maximum capacity for a human being. Is an example of a construct that would create something called RENAG.
You being a applied knowledge is a construct.
Basically.
Okay, so Joyce would take some applied knowledge and do what with it? Why did he make the technology if he knew the idea?
Well, because you have to have a theory and you have the conceptual elements, but he can't pin it down. If it's not subjective and if it's not based on an empirical evidence, what's it going on? It's on a construct. To know it.
What? To know it? See, you mixed it up there.
You're not going to ask us and then tell us we mix it up. Then you know. You don't have to ask us. Just know. Tell us.
I'm
construct.
I'm correcting your grammar and your explanation, which I didn't know would unfold.
Considered to be subjective and not based on empirical evidence.
What's that?
That's
a construct? But we're talking about applied knowledge. So why do you need a theory to make a construct work?
Well, you have to have various, it's a theory containing various conceptual elements that may or may not be known. So you don't know that. That's the part. That's the rub. That's the hypothetical or the hypothesis that you're trying to subdue. And you can't trust science because they just tell you what's not what is.
So what was Joyce trying to invent?
Nothing. Wasn't trying to convince.
What about his buddy, Cranley, in The Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man? I think he's called J. Byrne, Mr. Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E. He lived at Leopold Bloom's address, 7 Eccles Street in Dublin. He designed a cryptography system for the American military. Now, was Joyce trying to make a competing cryptographic thing?
No, that was from the hieroglyphs before the Egyptians. He just borrowed that. He found it and he borrowed it. He wasn't even invent that. Because the cryptograph comes from before Egyptian.
Back to, so Joyce was, why didn't he try to invent something? Cryptography that his friend was making, why didn't he make a cryptographic structure and sell it to somebody?
Because he wasn't trying to do that. He was just trying to fill it in. His wife was trying to say, make something, you stupid sot. Or you're worth nothing.
What? Yeah, fill it in. Trying to fill in some idea that Byrne had?
Correct.
Another
do something with your life, Bob. That's what they've been saying to you for years. Make something with yourself. Do something, Bob. Even if it's wrong, do something. Maybe something will come out of it. Throw something on the ground. Somebody will sweep it up. Maybe the maid will come and clean it up. We don't know, but do something. Move around a little bit. You can do something.
What?
Shaking around, just laying up here all the time, slung up all the time.
Yeah, okay,
what,
James, Joyce is the same way. I was born on Joyce's birthday. That's why I'm like that. I was born on the same day. But what?
Yeah.
He was trying to make a construct. For what reason? He wasn't
because
going.
Because he
to
had him. To do something. He couldn't just lay around and drink scotch all day, Bob.
Okay, so what was the construct of Finnegan's Wake? What organized Finnegan's Wake?
Oh, the wake came because all these ridiculous, poetic, however justiceless people were creating these quote works of mattered art. And so this was his way, or his compiz Jackson Pollock, to the literary age of something that you're on the point.
No, what did he do? He responded to the literary age by doing what?
The Ulysses didn't work. They laughed at Ulysses. They thought ridiculous. Ulysses is ridiculous. He's like, okay, you want ridiculous? I'll show you ridiculous. Here we go. Bang.
No. They laughed at it because it was ridiculous. So then he made something more ridiculous.
That's what we just said. You say, no. That's what we just said.
He was like Zappa. He wanted to irritate everybody. They didn't
except
want.
They didn't have. They didn't have two stack of engines back then, though, Bob.
Yeah, but the thing is, he was trying to piss them off. You think Ulysses is ridiculous? I'm going to make something even more ridiculous. That's sort of like Zappa.
Basically.
He's like Zappa, right?
Basically.
All right.
We're not trying to pump up Dylan for you here, though, baby. We're just saying.
Right. So
did you get your email? Did you get your email where it proves that we sent you the video for the sun on the 28th day of December?
Yeah, I got that.
The second time.
So Joyce wanted to be real ridiculous because he valued Ulysses. He didn't like the disrespect it received.
Okay.
Correct?
Okay.
So he didn't want to make any more books, but he'll do one more that was real ridiculous. And he could make it ridiculous by making it have every idea in the book, every word, and have
every language. Every language.
Yeah, everything possible, all mixed up and canceling each other. Right? Everything canceling out everything.
This week we're going to do page 128, so you can practice a little bit. You need to practice some.
All right, thanks. Okay, new topic. Why can't Ion decide on Arizona? You indicated you couldn't decide on.
Yeah. Nobody knows the way to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona. We put that on the Goober Snatcher. Y'all need to pay attention to the chat. We're doing all this stuff, and y'all keep fucking
off. I know. Yeah, but why are we talking about the election results? Why Ion can't decide on Arizona, which way it went?
No difference. We'll see.
Why can't you decide on Arizona?
Because it hasn't been settled. Because it hasn't been settled yet. You got Georgia. You've got Georgia worked out. Georgia's soft.
Who's going to win in Georgia?
Trump.
how did you rig? Did you come up with your own Dominion software to cheat?
No, we're not saying that. We're not talking about that. You're
crazy. Okay.
You crazy.
So,
you crazy, Dark. So you think you're going to lead us down the primrose path to destruction? You got another thought coming. You need to back that ass up. Let me see what you got. Yeah, but this ain't Clinton. Hey, this ain't Clinton you fucking with now, just so you know.
Yeah, good luck with that. That was a nice try there, Biggin. You better wrap this up. Let's get on to something good if you want it. Let's go.
Okay. So they we don't
publish.
You had
a list of questions.
I got them. I'm looking at it.
Ask us, and let's do it. Come on.
Okay, yeah. But we don't announce that Trump's going to win Georgia, right? Don't announce that.
Well, I don't care. We don't care. It'll probably be over by then anyway, so it's close.
I don't know why you think he's going to win. There's too much shit going on. Or are the Georgians the majority Republican and he can't lose?
We didn't say that.
Okay. So what made the Nazis realize they had to talk Finneganese to the aliens? Did they speak English or German?
That's all they could hear. That's all they heard. By rote. They couldn't hear anything else, Bob. Come on now.
Okay, so when the aliens talk, I'm going to hear, due to frequencies, a Finneganese type of babble.
Right. It's not babble. You know it well. You can start speaking page 122 right now. You can do page 122 in your sleep. Do it right now.
What about 128? We're going to do 128.
No, but you know 122. You know it.
I don't know it. So no, I know. I used to know it. Not anymore.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's a slippery slope down the end of the line, isn't it, Bob? Yeah, we'd hope for so much more.
So the aliens talk in Finneganese. Did the Nazis learn to understand? Okay, did Joyce write in Finneganese because he somehow was tuned into the aliens? Or just
too much single malt scotch, Bob.
Wow. He actually talked to aliens? They came to him?
Indirectly, but yeah.
Aha, uh-huh. In his drunken stupor, right, he hallucinated.
That's right. It wasn't a hallucination, it was real, but he couldn't accept that, so he used scotch as his precursor. Our post remnant, which made a great work that he didn't even understand, that even he didn't understand.
So the aliens came to Joyce because they knew Ophanel and Bob would be picking up the pieces of the alien of the fitting.
Absolutely.
Wow. Because they had
what else could they do? What else could they do?
So. Is in Aristotle's four causes. Am I the final cause? The cause that
you're not the cause. You're the problem. You are the problem. If it weren't for you, it would have worked itself normally. There'd be no probability. There wouldn't be five bodies. There wouldn't be a tech body. There wouldn't be something to overcome. There wouldn't be a McLuhan problem for Thompson to undo and for LaRouche to cram up your butthole. And for Croker to have to tell you how you missed the boat, you don't know what you're talking about anyway.
It's a very interesting article in New Yorker called Murder on Malta. And it's about a lady got blown up. She was kind of like a journalist. She was cracking the secret nepotism of Malta. And in the end,
It's not that secret, is it?
No, it all came out. Recordings were made by the characters of each other. They all turned on each other. But it seemed to be a metaphor of the planet today. Like this gang that hijacked Malta, that's like China. And then you have Trump is the journalist, and she's trying to find out the deep swamp of the planet.
Maybe. It's a reach. Malta. What you're doing is okay. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a reach. Okay, just so you know, if you don't mind it being a reach, then we're okay with it. We're not warning you.
Yeah, but okay, is the network that was running Malta linked into a lot of money laundering around the planet? And that was the node where they had control.
We don't even know. We don't know what money laundering is. You're talking about nefarious gains. Okay, call it that then. Money laundering doesn't mean anything. Money laundering means that I bought a bottle of Remag and I paid for it, and I paid the Knights of Malta. I paid the Knights Templars through Mr. Peter Thiel and PayPal to get my money to the evil one who made the product. So that's money laundering too, Bob. So we're not trying to make it be about all that, just saying.
Yeah, and money laundering is a fiction because there's no money, right?
Well, right. Well, it used to be, but you killed all that. You said, no, don't worry about all that. Just keep typing.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Well, you heard it. You heard it. You caused it.
I was the original cause, not the final cause. But
the difference?
Final cause, I think, means where you're going to end up. Ultimate effect. Well, I'm the ultimate effect of
never.
All this stuff I do.
But you never end. You never get it done. And you can't get it wrong. So there's no final. There is no final cause. There might be final causality. We're going to see about that. But now you're back to the rules of engagement or probability. So we're going to see how that plays. But that's if you don't fuck it up too badly, it might be all right. We just have to see.
Okay, so laundering of money through Panama, does it go into the Pentagon and the aliens or the anti-aliens faction and through Malta? Was it a node that the international globalists always have to find? You know, they used the Vatican at some point. They used different nodes. Malta became a major node for the grand, quote, Illuminati, unquote, financial Illuminati.
Yeah, that's a lot of words. Some of that, about half of that's okay, and the other half ain't okay, and some of it will hold water for a minute, and all of it's bullshit, and some of it may come true. So we're going to give you, we got a 35%, Ziggy says you got a 35% of most of that being embraceable.
Who said that? Ginny, did you say?
Ziggy on Quantum Leap. Ziggy on Quantum Leap.
All right, gotcha. Kelly Loeffler's staffer was blown up in a car accident. Was that a part of the fight for Senator, the $200 million? That was one of the expenses to kill the staffer?
Yeah, things happen, Bob, yeah.
What did
we're
the
sorry
staff,
about
what,
that, but... Things that they were trying to say. She owns the New York Stock Exchange. Why, if you owned the New York Stock Exchange, would you want to be a senator from the great state of fucking Georgia?
To get into the secret networks that Malta represented.
Well, if you own the New York Stock Exchange, don't you think you could get an invitation to the goddamn party about as easy as exposing yourself for the Senate? Don't seem very logical, do it.
You've got to get into the cabal since November 22nd, 63. You've got to go to Washington. You got to get into that network, and that's done through politics, like Strom Thurmond found out.
Oh, and Mr. Smith went to Washington,
yeah.
Remember? Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
Okay, so I'm right, aren't I?
You're left is what you are. You're not right. You're three left, Bob. You're not right. You are three left.
This is why Trump went to Washington, to find out who was pulling what in the deep state.
He wanted to see what Miss Brooks was up to next, and he found out pretty quick with the red box, didn't he, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah.
He didn't know about
goading us
and all that.
You're goading us. You're goading us into saying things that we would not say otherwise, and don't think we don't know it.
is this getting into stuff that we shouldn't broadcast? Talking about
what the fuck? Burn it down. Who cares? They're not going to sue you. They ain't got nothing. There's no lawyers left to sue you, Bob, so you're good. It's all good. Everybody else is representing the country or what's left of the VAR.
What's that? VAR. Deutschland?
The bar. The bar.
Oh, VAR. Okay. All right. You mentioned... So murder, the Maltese banking network, which was big and small and significant, not significant, is that considered part of the tech body, what was going on in Malta?
Let's say yes, but it had feet. So it would be more like the chip body.
Hmm. Okay. The tech body doesn't have feet.
Right. It doesn't need feet now. But see, you don't either. You don't need feet now, because now everything can be done with the push of a button.
That's right. Okay. There's a scientist named Eric Dollard, D-O-L-L-A-R-D. He claims, or people claim about him, he replicated Tesla's wireless transmission technology. Did he successfully do that?
No, but he did do the components of the corporeal grounding aspects that allows electricity to flow through the earth and show up somewhere else, which is a little different than what Tesla actually calculated. Tesla's was kinetic earth energy, and he uses the world as his copper wiring. The world was his wiring.
Dollard or Tesla?
Dollard is nothing. He just got the construct.
Right. So Tesla, he did a wireless transmission technology. Is that the word?
For grounding. It's not correct.
Yeah.
It was more of a grounding. He used it. Okay. You have your plug, you know, when you plug in your computer and you get a charge?
Mm-hmm.
He used the ground as the plug-in. The earth.
Right. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Dollard attempted to duplicate that.
Replicate it. And all he got was the aspect and ratio, but it wouldn't hold, and he got electrocuted before it was over with, so it don't matter.
He's still alive, isn't he? Or did he die?
Sort of. Marginally.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Dollard's still alive.
Right.
Official homepage. No Wikipedia. Wikipedia. We can't find out if he's real or not. Oh no, he presented something at the 2020 Energy Conference, so he's still alive. Okay, but you say barely. So he's exaggerating what he accomplished, Ion? What happened?
To what?
Okay, you're there. Did Eric Dollard exaggerate what he accomplished?
Yeah. He had to. He was borrowing something that he didn't have control of anyway.
Does he know about our work?
Trying to, but you won't put it on your Facebook page. He's waiting on you to slip. He's trying to catch you slipping, Bob. He's trying to catch you slipping.
He knows we got something. Or he just was interested in anybody who claims anything. Kind of desperate, looking for anything possible, correct?
Vestal said it best, Bob. You remember Vestal Goodman? You ever heard of her? Looking for a city.
Yes.
He's looking for some place to land his airplane, Bob.
All right. I have to hear Pamela Daybar. I say, what?
Big Talk.
Big Talk. So Pamela Daybar, we talked about
talk.
Her.
Hurry up.
Yeah. Pamela Daybar, the groupie worked for Zappa, is she too inflated? Her ego.
You mean the hoisting of her own petard? Yes.
Yeah. Likely. All right. That's maybe why she doesn't look at people in the eye. She's too distracted with her own image.
Well, she's concerned. You'll see her shallowness in the shallow now. Lady Gaga wrote a song about it, in the shallow.
Mm-hmm. Right. Did you just say she's concerned about being perceived as shallow?
Yes, because she is. And if you look her in the eyes, there's nothing there. It's lost. It's empty space. It's empty. There's nothing there.
Is that because...
Now, you see that because you're intuitive, but other people aren't. They see her as being like above it all, you see.
Yeah.
Now, here's the difference. The Queen of England, she's going to look you eye hole to eye hole. That's why she don't want you turning she don't want you turning her back to her. She's going to look at you like a owl. She's going to penetrate you with her eyes. That's the difference.
Well, I do that,
she has
right?
something. Oh, yeah. You're good. You see everything. But sometimes you put people off. You try to be nice, whatever the fuck that means. I don't even know what it means, but you try to be pleasant, whatever that means. But you always look at what you see.
Yeah. So I put people off because they know I'm looking at them?
Sometimes, because it's like it's almost invasive.
Yeah. Is the queen invasive sometimes. Then?
Oh, yeah. You're not going to get it. It's her job to be invasive. You're not going to get nothing on her.
Right. So why is she and me like that? Are we paranoid?
Because you got no, because of the Culloden diamond, Bob.
Yeah, the Culloden diamond. What did that do to us?
It made you nervous. You keep cutting it to make it perfect. You'll cut it one round. She cuts it the next round. You cut the next round. And they haven't. It's about time to cut it again. It's going to be your turn. So we're going to see how this goes.
It's about time for me to what? Play with it again?
To cut the Culloden diamond.
She does it, and then I do it. We alternate in doing it. Is that what you're just saying? You're missing me.
No, we're not. We're with you. What we're trying to say is that it's your turn to pay for the cutting of the Culloden diamond. That's all we're saying. It's your turn.
Okay. Yeah, it's just her and I that alternate on the pain?
Well, so far, because you didn't get along with George II. Damn.
Okay. Why would Uncle be ascended? Well, he's ascended.
Because he was ascended before the foundation.
The foundation of the world?
Okay, yep. Let's do that.
Okay, so he's one of the coathenites. We're part of my secret team that didn't fall.
He would be before coathenites, yes.
Yeah, but he was part of my team. I'm the one who started it. He was in on it, right?
See, when you're prescribing in the construct of eternity, it's kind of hard to say which is first, the chicken or the egg.
Yeah.
You see?
Right.
So it's kind of hard to say that. We're not arguing, and we'll give you whatever you want. We have so far, God damn it. You got more money than you've ever had, so I guess we're all right so far. But let's don't push the point. Let's just say, in the grand scheme of things, you both are been around for several days. How about that? You need to watch The Public Enemy, Bob, the movie. Did you see it the first time?
You mean James Cagney?
Yeah, that's the one. You should watch that. That'll help you.
That's what I'm becoming.
The public. Well, we're going to see. The Public Enemy, we're going to see.